Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Midweek edition of Sabres Live. Great to have you along. And another special guest, Hart Levine, is the founder of Puckpedia. And it's probably a site you've been using an awful lot more of based on the developments in the web world as it pertains to hockey contracts and so much more. Hart, how are you? Great to have you on the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Give us a little sense of when Puckpedia started, what its origins were in your mind, and where it's at right now. I realize this could be a long answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people are just discovering us in the last month, but we actually launched in 2018. So I've been grinding at this for quite some time. Originally, it started, obviously, super passionate about hockey. You'd have to be to get into this space. Really love the contracts and the numbers part of it. And I found that, you know, at the time, some of the sites that existed, they were a little intimidating to a casual fan. You know, friends and colleagues would ask me about players' cap hits or team cap situation. I'd say, go check on these sites. And they said, oh, I don't, that's a little too complicated or too complex. So I wanted a site that was an easier way in for a casual fan, because it's really important to know this information. If you want to sit at the bar and talk about what your team should do, you need to know the cap situation. And I also wanted most information all in one place. So not just contract and cap information, but also injury news, both basic and advanced stats. And again, I really wanted to make it a place that was interactive. So kind of put those things together. And I thought, you know what, I'll make a site that at least I want to use, and hopefully other people will want to use it as well. You know, at first it was just myself and friends and family on there. And then as time has gone on, it's grown. And, you know, it's grown quite a bit over the 6 years, but obviously in the last month, it's grown significantly more.
One of the things that I believe you guys may have been the first is to have agents and agents' information and how many contracts certain agents have and who they represent and the players. How did that come about when you guys were thinking, let's add the agents out there
for that information? I was always very, very interested in that. And I found that, you know, that's an important part of the game. We think about them on a spreadsheet or on a page, but they're human beings. And the relationships between the agents and the GMs, that really goes into what happens. And, mm-hmm. you know, just something I thought that's not out there. I was interested in it. You know, when there's a dispute or a big contract issue, I always look to see, oh, what other player on that team does the agent have? And so I just thought that would be a really interesting thing for people to see.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. Just noticed it the other day in reference to one player who had switched agents only because Jeff Jackson, of course, had moved on from his group, right, and is now head of hockey for the Oilers. So Dave Gagne, former NHLer, had taken over that contract. But it is cool to just kind of see, like, which GM signed the previous deal, which GM, and, you know, is responsible, and which agents are involved here. So, there's so many layers to this. And I think maybe a lot of us are recognizing that now because some of our habits have shifted because Cap Friendly has gone to the Washington Capitals and more of us are utilizing your site. How has the Cap Friendly move directly impact your site as far as, you know, staffing, man hours put in to make sure it stays up to date all the time, future projections, presumably funding / advertising, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it has made a big impact. And, you know, super happy for them. And, you know, it seems like they got a great deal and an opportunity to work for a team. So, you know, exciting for them. But it's a great chance for me. Like I said, we've been working on this for 6 years. In terms of keeping the site updated and entering stuff, honestly, it's the same amount of work, whether and one person looks at it or millions are looking at it. So in that sense, it's rewarding to just have more people see the value of the work. You know, I work really hard to gather information, try to get contract information out there first before other places have it. So that's nice to have more people see it. But what's really changed is, you know, I had a whole development plan for maybe a year out and trying to compress that into, like, you know, the next 1 or 2 months, because with all the attention, you want to get as much built out as soon as possible. So definitely ramped up a little bit of the, you know, development staff. And just we're going night and day trying to get things completed. And there's a lot more people, you know, seeing the site, pointing out things, sending in suggestions. So it's a lot of hours making sure I get back to everybody or try to answer their questions. You know, and I really appreciate the input. And when you have a lot more eyeballs on it, you get a lot of, you know, good crowd suggestions and, you know, certain things that maybe I didn't notice that need to get changed around. So it's been really great. Like I said, it's an opportunity for us to show hockey fans that haven't seen the site that we're a good place, that hopefully become a really big part of their daily life going forward.
How is the process going? Because let's just take an example, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. You know, he's going to go to arbitration, but at any moment from now until arbitration, a contract could be agreed upon between the Sabres and Luukkonen. So are you in touch with teams, agents, league officials to make sure that you get the correct information and you get it quickly? How does your cell phone and text message, chain looking like, especially leading up to a Luukkonen contract that could happen now until arbitration?
Yeah, it's exactly like you'd expect, like any, you know, media organization, especially since I'm trying to get the contract information first and complete and accurate. So yeah, I'm all over everyone you could imagine that would be involved in a deal like that. I'm checking in on them and harassing them and bugging them. And yeah, hopefully I can get the information first, or if not first, get it, like, the full details of you know, the base and the signing bonus by year and all of that, and make sure I get it up on the site accurately and quickly. Cause you know, like, there, you'll see that information out there in a lot of places, but really pride Puckpedia on being the place where when you go there, you'll see, like, the full contract, the full details, and you know it's accurate and you can trust it. Because I do have, over the years, I have developed great relationships with people involved in the deals. And yeah, my cell phone does go pretty crazy. Actually, my favorite time of the year is, like, after the trade deadline, kind of into the playoffs, because I don't have to worry about big trades happening, big signings. There could be something, but it's pretty small. Once you get into June, it's like, I have a panic attack if I'm away from my phone for more than a couple minutes, because you never know what I could miss.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marty literally had that.
I had like 20 minutes
before the show.
I'm looking around. I'm like, where's my cell phone? I'm like, oh, I haven't had it for like 20 minutes. Ah, like, what could I have missed right now? Exactly. Getting ready for the show. And okay, so you talked about cramming in like what you thought maybe was going to happen a year ago until now. Puck GM is one of those things where mm-hmm. people can go and play along with the interactions and signings and whatnot. What are those things like that you're looking to say, hey, this will be in place before the start of the new season?
Yes. So Puck GM was a big one. We got that launched about 10 days ago and really happy with that. That's the interactive roster management suite. So there's a lot more to add to that. You know, we want people to be able to comment on rosters, to do some saving and undoing and things like that. We keep adding features to that every day, but there's definitely more to do. We recently just a couple of days ago made it so you can make a custom roster. So you could make your own team and pick players, and that'll feed into people being able to make their rosters for the four nations face-off coming up. So make your Team Canada roster by just picking from all the teams. So there's more to do there. And then on the rest of the site, we're doing things like we have a player dashboard where you can sort and filter players on a bunch of criteria. We have a brand new and improved version of that coming really soon. We're going to be adding things like a contract comparable tool in the next month or so. Just some visual things. People like to see a site with a dark background instead of a white background. So we're going to offer like a toggle to be able to switch between that. And then just a bunch of smaller things that like maybe you wouldn't notice it right away. But for certain people, it's really important, just like different statuses and information that we're going to be adding. We'll be adding depth charts, in the next couple of days as well. So there's a lot to happen. Just also trying to go with making it more interactive. So you'll see more interactive tools. And that's one of the things I'm proud of that we built so far. Like before the draft, for example, like we have an interactive draft pick value calculator that was created by the former director of analytics for the Coyotes. So you can go on there and you can see when the draft pick trade is made, you can see, is it fair value? Did one team get a better deal than the other? Or if you want to, on your own, think of, how could I trade from the 10th overall pick to the 13th pick? You can put them in there and click find fair trade, and you can see, it will show you what a fair trade would look like to make that deal. So wow. We want to build out more interactive tools like that, so fans can come and see information, but they can also play with it and engage into it. And it all comes back to, everyone thinks they're smarter than their team's GM, right? So you have to give them the tools that a GM has at their disposal so they can actually, use it and make those decisions.
GM either love you or hate you, because if the trade works out better for them, according to your tools, they're great. They're going to give you all the information. If it's not, you may not get a response, right?
It's either it's a great tool, it's very accurate, or this tool's no good. We value things differently than this. Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds like an organizational go-to line. We value things differently.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hart Levine, founder of Puckpedia, is with us. As a fan of the game, do you sense that there might be offer sheets this summer, or do we just hit every summer and hope and realize that it's not likely to happen?
I think if every year you bet on no offer sheets happening, you'd make quite a bit of money, right? Because we talk about it every year, never happens. I think there's a lot of offer sheet threats that happen. Like, agents are really good at threatening, hey, I got some teams talking to me, because it's basically free to say that they're talking to teams about their player, because they do that all the time, right? It's not a lie. It's not maybe true that there's an offer sheet coming, but it's kind of in the middle, right? So mm-hmm. I think there's lots of offer sheet threats. And like I said, I'm going to keep betting on no offer sheets, because I would have built up a pretty good portfolio over the years by doing that.
Now, I don't know where you are in this great world, but what team did you grow up watching? What players did you love? Did you play? And all these things that, people always want to know. How do you get into a website like this? Well, you got to have a passion for hockey or numbers, or, having played yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm from Edmonton, so definitely, okay. Started skating at three, like you kind of have to when you live there. I was a huge hockey fan. Obviously grew up watching the Oilers. I live in California now, so I upgraded the weather a little bit, at some
just
point.
Just a little bit.
My education and career started in finance and accounting. So that's, love numbers, love moving the puzzle pieces together. So you kind of put that all together, from Edmonton and into numbers, and you end up with a website like Puckpedia.
So how you big like is Grant Fuhr? So were you a goalies guy, or because that would help me if you were?
I was a defenseman, so I appreciate the goalie, right? I'm there to get the goalies back. Yeah.
How big is your team, Hart?
Well, it's been growing. I mean, for the longest time, it was basically me and a developer, and now we've got four or five people working on it in different capacities between, mostly development, trying to build out more features, and a little bit of help entering stuff on the site. So it's growing. People used to reach out and talk about the Puckpedia team, and I'd laugh and think like, hey, it's me, I'm the team. But now we actually do have a little bit of a team now, which is kind of cool. Yeah. And I don't know if we could, we're not ready to have a whole starting lineup necessarily, but we're getting there.
Okay, and then for me, when it comes to the Oilers, you're still a fan of the Oilers. So if I go on their page, do you have maybe like numbers that favor them? Do you put their salary cap a little higher so they can make more transactions? Like, do you favor a team? And they went to the Cup this year, so were you cheering on them?
No, you know what? I'm a professional. This is a site that is, we don't pick favorites. We have all the information. We only have the facts. We don't put rumors. It's all accurate and facts. And, I'm officially not a fan anymore. You may have seen me at some games, in Edmonton or in the first round against the Kings, but I can't confirm or deny that. I'm an impartial professional.
That's good. I do like the fact that the news come through on the site. So if you go to, the Buffalo Sabres page right now, and at first you see their current cap space, their projected cap space, and then on the right side you're gonna get a bunch of information around the league, like updated and tweets and all of that. So and roster information. So I think that's great, because often you miss on injury tweets and whatnot, and you get that right on the cap on the page for their cap and everything. So I like that. I like that it's an all-inclusive kind of site that everything is on one page.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, people are on so many different social platforms, and they get their news in so many different places. It's really easy to miss things, right? So mm-hmm. It was important to me that on the site, if you're a Sabres fan, you go there, you can find what you need for the day. You can find out the signings, the trades, the call-ups, the cap situation. Even at the bottom, we show like tweets about the team, so some of the people that cover the team. So at the draft pick situation, injury updates. So yeah, it's important to have all that in one place. I mean, you're still going to go, obviously, you're going to go to your favorite Sabres, commentators for information and insight, but to just get like what's happened and what does the situation look like, you should come to our Sabres page. That's the goal.
Hart, thank you so much for the time today. Really terrific insight, and obviously we're super excited to see where it all goes.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
Hart Levine from Puckpedia. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.